Blog Talk Radio.
Fernando again here on Monday night. Monday night. It's 901-347-8848125. A little bit of things to talk about today. We're going to talk about on this day, actually. Yeah, you're going to love this. Birthdays, news and current events. Let's see what's going on. Global warming, actually. I'm going to touch up on that. And other, you know, different topics that you want to talk about, maybe. 347-884 again, 8125, that's the number you should call. Actually, you can join me in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/or/, whichever. It's a /. The Fernando Poniente Show, that's me, my friends. And... Now, we're going to be talking about how to shut down the internet. I don't know how, but, you know, we'll see. Because it's apparently the Iranian government actually shut down the internet. You know, they have no internet. They're down. And actually, the government's regulating them. That's... You know, they shut it down for apparent reason. I don't know. We'll talk about that. Maybe you can tell me what's going on. We gotta go to the phone real quick. We're gonna be talking about EPA. EPA, an Environmental Protection Agency, has declared a natural occurring substance, which is air, the very air that you breathe. They had ruled it as a danger to human health. So, I don't know what they're going to do about that. Global warming, we're going to do that. And on this day, first let me go to the phone real quick. I believe this is Dawn. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. What's new?
Nothing much, just... finished almost moving everything into the house, the apartment we're moving, you know, we're living in now. Just have a couple, like, three big things we have to bring over. So, pretty much. So, yeah, that's about it. Just, you know, we just got settled and stuff like that. Put a Christmas tree up with lights and looking forward to decorating outside, if possible, the apartment building, if the landlord lets us do that. So, yep, that's about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Making homemade Christmas decorations, the kids doing that. And, that's what we've
been. Sounds like fun, huh? All right, sounds like fun. You've noticed a lot of, global warming, this thing, concerned about global warming, and it seems to be escalating. I mean, the report saying it's more than, 50%? That leaves it's somewhere around 50%. I don't know if it's over 50%, but the point is, and it seems to be an escalating due to this reports. You know, a lot of reports are saying, you know, the NASA and all this report and facts that they say that, you know, that's just not, you know, this report cannot, you know, this is all 100% proven, and this is a fact. So. We hear actually a steady media drumbeat about that man has caused practically all the global warming, and I've heard a lot of stuff from people, some rhetoric about, the end of the world is going to be because of us, of course. I mean, I agree with them because of us. We're going to ruin the thing, but But, you know, there's a whole different story on that. And they believe that the global warming is actually and we're causing that. We're causing that. And it keeps saying that we need to act now to avoid disaster and all that. And Al Gore is in the front on now on. he's their called leader. A lot of people deny that, and they're saying, no, Al Gore is Al Gore, and we can't really, we can't really do, they believe, hold on, I'm going to take a break. Hold on a second here. All right, we're back. Sorry about that. Got a little technical difficulty there. But what was I? Oh, we were just talking about the global warming and, global warming, hype, Al Gore. Yeah, there we go. The leader of the warmestest. I don't know if that's the right word for that for those people. But anyway, and, he made Al Gore's created some books and movies and, An Inconvenient Truth. I don't know if you've seen it, but I've not seen it. So lost there for a little bit. The most widely read scientific journal, Science and Nature, I don't know if you have had those, but they have an article on the effects and dangers of man-made global warming. Weekly. It's almost there. It's always there. It's always like the global warming. They're making all that rhetoric and statements and all stuff like, some well-known environmental spokespersons there and warning us the future sea level will rise, and drown us. And there was there's actually a woman even aborted her baby, saying that she was reducing her carbon footprint. Look it up, the Scientific Journal of Science in Nature. And all this talk is, practically all the one, what is that, 1.2 global warming. That's global warming since 1880, and it's caused by man, and the only tiny bit is actually natural, but the other voices can be found in the recent literature, that those little thing, magazines and all that. Or books, reports, and so on, conclude the natural processes is actually, are significant, especially before 1980. That's what they said. So, so that's the global warming for you. And this recent climate gate, and all this NASA supposedly fooled people. That's with this reports and how the global warming phenomenon is actually it's all under investigation and I think somebody will have to answer to that, if it indeed had fooled people, when it comes to showing the reports that there isn't a climate change or anything like that. But who knows? Who knows? You know, that's a lot of things happening. So, Don, what do you think? Let me get your opinion on this one. I don't know if you have, but yeah, go ahead. What's your opinion? What do you think? I mean, it's still despite on with this reports, this false report from NASA, and it's still a lot of people still believe that that global warming is imminent. That global warming is going to be here. That it's going to, it's going to happen.
Go ahead. My opinion is, my opinion is that there will be a global warming, but not the way that they're talking about, because God said that he will never flood the whole earth again. Like, at one point in time, there may be local floods, but there's not going to be, like, a whole worldwide flood, which is what they're talking about the global warming will be. I do believe there will be a global warming with fire that will fall from the sky, from the heavens, it says. So it will actually fall from the heavens, is what the Bible says. So that's what I base my opinion off, is the Bible, because that's not just an opinion in the Bible, it's a fact.
Right.
So so it's not really necessarily opinion, it's a fact. That's my belief.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. And here's I'm going to give you I'm going to give you top five that global warming people claims. Is it really fact or fiction? And the claim number one is global warming is really happening. We're going to see if it's a fact. We are causing global warming. See that? Also, what else are we going to talk about here? Yeah, global warming and will cause many animals and plants to go extinct. Number four is the ocean will rise dramatically in the next century. That's what all this said. And global warming will cause an increasing number of weather catastrophes. That's what, yeah. Anyway, is it global warming really happening? They said in the strictest definition of term, according to the National Climatic Data Center, which is NCDC, the average global surface temperature has risen approximately 1.2. That's about 0.7 Celsius. Again, as I mentioned, since 1880. This fact alone does not tell us the causes of the warming. Is it really something you have to worry about? I doubt it. They said we're causing a global warming. The challenge is, to separate natural and human causes, especially then when we still know so little about the factors in climate change. We don't know. Are we really causing it, or is this this Earth or this planet is old? That's what the questions. And there's a lot of reports that goes in that, and it tells you that the data is not sufficient enough to rely on that. The globe will cause many animal plants to go extinct. In Al Gore's documentary presents, actually there's a he presents viewers with computer animated polar bear treading water. He's apparently a good polar bear and other endangered species, and actually they're being threatened by warming water. And they say they're struggling to find rest on the last thin shelf of ice, which breaks apart under its weight. They can't climb up. They're not able to walk because they're falling through the ice. Stuff like that. He's showing them. It's in his image expressly designed to provoke emotion in the viewer. Look at those polar bears. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's in reality. That's how they're currently thriving. That's how they go about their business. They walk around.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that thin ice. Woof. some screaming there. They said the ocean will rise dramatically in the next century. I'm going to go to number four. Actually, to go back to number four, what caused many animals, plants, to go extinct? No. Okay. The ocean will rise dramatically in the next century? No. And it says, will region of the world, such as Florida, be submerged by melting ice caps? Based on the climate models, the UN intergovernment panel of climate change, they estimated that ocean levels will rise approximately 16 inches during the century. While this could result in many inconveniences without proper planning, it is certainly not to be doomsday. That's been so widely predicted and so widely spread out by this fear-mongering people. So they can tax you more. Global warming, number five, global warming will cause an increasing number of weather catastrophes. Well, global warming has been blamed for increasing hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, droughts, etc. The extreme temperatures and all that, but we must, we must keep a few things in mind. Here we go. First, extreme weather has never been out of the ordinary since Noah's flood. Here we go. Secondly, scientists now have satellites and other advanced equipment that can identify and record modern weather events that would have gone unrecorded in the past, like I said before, making it difficult to validate whether these events had been increasing. So, no. So how would the Christian respond? Here we go. Christians are reacting in a very different ways to the issue of global warming, from finding practical ways to reduce their carbon footprints to lobbying the government for actions or ignoring the issue altogether. So what is the biblical approach? By understanding human domination? Dominion? Look, Psalms 24:1, I think. When God gave Adam dominion over the earth, he was told to take care of the garden, right? And verse after verse in the scripture, we'll learn that God made a steward of his earth, caretakers of the natural resources that he has provided on this planet. The earth is the Lord's in all fullness. Psalms 24, verse. Read that and get back to me. I do have to get going here on a different topic because we're running out of time. So that's my friend, it's a global warming. Now we're gonna go to on this day because I like going to this day. Absolutely, it's tasty. Here we go on this day. December 7th, 1941, Japanese warplanes attacked the home base of U.S. Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. During the United States into World War II, the drone, you know, that's how it started. And that's more than 2,300 Americans were killed. 2,300. That's not close to the 9/11, but 2,300. On December 7th, well, of course, today, December 7th, 1873, Willa Cather, the American novelist famous for her descriptions of the life of the American frontier, was born. And following her death on April 24, 1947. On this date, 1787, Delaware became the first state to ratify the United Constitution. The first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. Write this down. On 1796, electors chose John Adams to be the second president of the United States. 1963, well, probably you guys remember this, videotaped instant replay was used for the first time in a live sports telecast during the Army-Navy football game on CBS. That is interesting. Interesting. It was a 1963? Wow, I wasn't even born then. Were you born then? Oh, no, I don't think so. America. America's last moon mission was launched as Apollo 17 blasted off from Cape Canaveral. That's back in 1972. On this date, in 1982, a U.S. prisoner was executed by injection for the first time in Huntsville, Texas. 1982. That was 1982. 1995, a little fast forward there. A 746-pound probe from the Galileo spacecraft hurled into Jupiter's atmosphere, sending back data to the mothership before it was destroyed. 2001, the Taliban forces abandoned their last bastion in Afghanistan, fleeing the southern city of Kandahar. That's back in 2001. Remember that? 2002, Iraq to this day, Iraq denied it had weapons of mass destruction in a declaration to the United Nations. That's in 2002. 2007, actually, that was about 2 years ago, baseball home run King Barry Bonds pleaded not guilty in San Francisco to charges lied to federal investigators about using performance-enhancing drugs or steroids. And we're going to go to the birthday today. Birthday is actually 78. Bobby Osborne, bluegrass singer. I don't know if you guys know him, but he is 78 today. Carol Simpson, a broadcast journalist, turned 69 today. Tom Waits, a rock singer, actor. Larry Bird turns 53. Tom Waits actually turned 60. Larry Bird turned 53. That is Ed Hole, actor and announcer, turns 51. 36, Terrell Owens, T.O., the T.O., turns 36, football player. Plays for the Buffalo Bills now. Yep, that's what he is. Aaron Carter, actually turns 22. And now, my friend, is your, on this date, on here, Fernando Poniente Show. And I think we're going to go on a break in a couple minutes, but I wanted to, we got a couple minutes here to go. I'm going to be playing some song here later on. I know it's going to be out of the ordinary, but so what? You know, this, I want you guys to hear this, because it's the song, it's called The Marvelous Toy by Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's right, The Marvelous Toy. You guys going to hear that, because that's what I'm going to play and you are going to listen. You can join me on blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/Fernando Poniente Show. On chat room, in the chat room, join me if you got nothing to do tonight, 347-884-8125. If you're listening right now and it's podcasted, and then you're not going to be able to call because it's podcasted. It's recorded, duh. But right now, if you, it's 9:22 minutes into the hour, December 7th, 2009. If you're listening, you can call 347-884-8125. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show with Don on the other side. So, Don, what's the anyone birthday today that you want to mention? Give it a shout-out.
No, not that I know of. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't remember anyone. I don't. I don't really. I did. What do you mean I don't? I did. I mentioned all the people there. Aaron Carter turned 22 today. See? Sonny Sweeney turns 33, a country singer.
But you know,
Owens,
like...
Owens, a footballer. What else? Like, I know, like, personally?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I don't. I don't know anyone. No, I don't know anyone. All right, how about shutting down the net? I got for, you know, Iran is actually, you know, shutting off their internet. I don't know, from the outside world, I guess. Remember that students, I believe, that was about last year, when they had that protest for the National Student Day. Actually, three students died in Tehran. That was, they said, facing student protests ahead of today's National Students' Day, an anniversary of three students' deaths in Tehran in 1953. Not last year, but there was a last year, I'm going to correct myself on that one. Last year they had these elections that, you know, that a lot of people died. they said the internet may be a worldwide superhighway, but, you know, it's, and they said it's all easy to shut it down. You know, if you just let your government to do it. This is why we can't have all the government control everything, because they can just shut it down, you know? They can shut it down. Major, first the government talks to the major internet service provider, which is called ISPs, to control the flow of data out of the country. But not every country has the wide array of ISP we have in the United States. In many countries, people get online through a limited selection that are authorized to work in the country. So why do you think they're shutting down the internet in Iran, Don?
Probably because they don't want them to listen. I mean, it's a lot of things. They might not want people to see a lot of things. Like, you know, if they persecute Christians in that country, I'm not sure, but I think they do, but I'm not sure. You know, they probably don't want them accessing the Bible online. You know, they probably don't want them to be able to talk to Christians online. You know, they probably, like, want to be, like, very secretive, and they don't want anybody to get online and go, like, on Facebook or go online and tell people what's really going on in Iran.
Hmm.
You know, especially because isn't Iran the same one that has, like, the nuclear weapon that they're threatening Israel with?
According to them, they are trying to get the nuclear weapon. You know, they don't have the reports yet that they have them. They're getting them. But, my opinion is if they have them, if they've developed a nuclear weapon right now, I mean, I think there's a lot of going to be dead people right by now, you know, because that's what they want. You know what I mean? I want to move on real quick here because it's McDonald's under fire. Dun, 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 dun. There we go. Move on to... McDonald's under fire for not hiring a transgender teen. It's happening in Tampa, Florida. Or happens in Tampa, Florida. Yeah, it's going on in Tampa, Florida. This person says the McDonald's restaurants in Florida discriminated against her when managers refused to interview her for a job, according to the complaint. The 17-year-old Preston said two managers in a lunch restaurant wouldn't give her an interview on two separate occasions in July. Later, she said a manager left her voicemail using a gay slur to let her know she wouldn't be hired. Oh, yeah, right. okay. I'm not sure, but, you know, they should not be, you know, hateful towards this type of individual. You know what I mean? I mean, do you know anyone that... that was refused. Well, let me read through this, and I'll ask you that questions. Actually, McDonald's has a zero tolerance policy prohibiting discrimination or harassment in restaurants and all any other, gender or anything like that. And then this person is a male who has been living as a female for about the past 6 years. They said. She said. She completed a job application online, then was called to the store for an interview. When one manager refused to see her, she called later and was granted an interview with another manager. And they said, quote, "He began to laugh at me once he saw me." That's what he or she said, who wore a suit to the interview. And he said, "Oh, I can't interview today. I'm busy." One of the managers also left her voicemail saying, "We do not hire faggots." Wow. The New York-based transgender legal defense and litigation funds, which filed a complaint on Bellman's behalf, on that person's behalf, posted a recording of the message on YouTube. So, here's the thing. If I want to go to technical about it, and I know I'm condemned or I do not agree with, you know, what that person is doing, I'm not condoning anything here because, you know, they both, I think, okay, when it comes to hiring thing, you know, you should not discriminate. McDonald's should not discriminate that person because, that he or she needs a job. I mean, come on, you know. What I was going to go with this? I don't know. I forgot. Now, the different topic of that is, you know, transgender individual should not be, you know, it's just plain wrong. I mean, that's my opinion. You know, they have their own different opinion. So, question is, what do you think? Okay, McDonald's. Did they ever, you know, anyone discriminate on anyone that you know, Dawn? Have they ever?
Interesting. That's interesting that you bring up McDonald's because we recently, about 3 months ago, we moved over here to Illinois, and it's like a lot of Hispanics here, which we don't have anything against Hispanics. Why would we need to, you know? But there's a lot of the majority of the McDonald's around our name, like our area where we live, the managers are Hispanic. And so they said they're hiring, right? So my husband, who's his name is, you know, Spanish sounding, he went over there and they told him, And even on mine, it said current positions open management. My husband has a lot of years of management experience. He went over there and they're like, oh, we're not hiring. What? On the phone, they said they're hiring, you know, and then when got there, they're not hiring. What's going on with that? You know, so I think there may have been, but my husband decided it's not worth it. So, I mean, like, even like, you know, not just talking about McDonald's, but also, like, how do you, I understand that those people, like, they left the voicemail. How do, first of all, how do they know that that wasn't tampered with, you know, because there's so much, like, editing software out there that you could make it sound like somebody said that just to have a case, you know what I mean? Also, like, how, I mean, there's so many people, just like with my husband, you know, at the McDonald's, they didn't interview him. They wouldn't even, like, once they seen him, they did, like, they maybe they realize he's not Spanish or that he doesn't, you know what I mean? So, so just, like, how do you prove that they are discriminating, you know what I mean? Unless you actually have somebody going that speaks Spanish and goes and asks them, hey, are you hiring? I have this much experience. And then that's when you can catch them in that, you know what I mean?
Right. That's a good point. About that, you know, the auto, I mean, if they are real discriminating an individual for them to work, I mean, that's wrong. All right, we're going to move on here. I think we're going to talk about you know what? I'm going to take a break because it's 33 past the hour. This is Fernando and Fernando Poniente Show. You are listening to the Block Talk Radio on the Fernando Poniente Show. Don't fall asleep. I'm going to play music. It's not your typical music. It's kids music. So if you have kids out there, you know, turn your volume up so they can hear that stuff. And I think I'm going to play right now. Here we go.
Is eyes nearly popped right out of his head, and he gave a squeal of glee. Well, neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and pop when it stops, and whir when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Hey, yo, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring him out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
All right. This is me back again, Fernando Poniente, and a Fernando Poniente show on BlogTalkRadio.com. Bum, 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 bum. Anyway, breaking news. Well, I don't know what's going on with the Packers game today. I think Winston should be able to give me an update on that. Hey, Winston, who's winning on the Packers game?
Huh?
Who's winning on the Packers game?
Who is winning?
Who is winning? Is there someone's the Packers and the Ravens playing?
They are?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check up on that.
Check up on that okay. In a little bit here.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Real good. Real good.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. You know that there was a man arrested for throwing tomatoes at Sarah Palin, right?
There was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sarah Palin, yeah. That's right. Allegedly. You know how they say that. The incident happened during her book signing. Actually, Mall of America in Minnesota. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it says neither tomato came close, hitting her, but it did hit the police officer in the face. A tomato.
Ow.
You know, it's not cool, but it's just funny. Just hit the. How did you hit? You know, get hit and like, well, with this, you know, tomato right in the face. You know. So I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people, Adam. There's a lot of people that love her, and there's also people that hate her. You know what I mean? I don't know why. You know, have you read the book Going Rogue?
No, I haven't. I gotta get that book.
You have not read a book. I have not read a book But the funny thing is, you know, it's like, you know, when I get into not like a debate, but sometimes, you know, then when. My coworkers, you know, my boss,
yeah.
You know, would ask me some certain stuff, and I would answer them in a way that, you know, like, I don't know. The way I answer is just like, you know, I just answer them because of my, you know, I go based on my beliefs and my fundamental beliefs, and, you know, I don't look up to anyone. I mean, I do, but, you know, and my boss was like, man, every time I ask, you know, every You just sound like Sarah Palin. That's what he's trying to tell me, and it's just like, no, I do not. I don't. I mean, it's cool. It's a compliment. You know, I like them. That's when they say, you know, I sound like Sarah Palin. We share the same fundamental beliefs. I mean, she's a Christian. I'm a Christian. We believe in certain things. You know, same things. And they made it sound like that's, you know, really that's bad. And I was like, well, no, it's not. I mean, I don't want to be compared to, you know, Barack Obama. You sound like Barack Obama, you know, because he believes in different, you know, and he's a smart person, you know. I mean, he went all the way up to from community organizer all the way to the White House. I mean, come on, he's a smart person, but, you know, God does not look into what you did, you know what I mean? So, yes, about that, EPA, actually, they're saying that air is actually a danger to human health. That's the same. Yeah. For the first time ever, the EPA, or what you call Environmental Protection Agency, they just declared the natural occurring substance, which is what? Air. Give me some more air. A danger to human health, the carbon dioxide, which has existed as a major component of Earth's atmosphere for billions of years, they said, and which is necessary for plant growth, it is now declared pollutant. The determination gives the EPA wide-ranging authority over the operation of energy production and manufacturing. Here we go. Capitalism. That's right. Here you go. So what do you think? I mean, what are they going to regulate next time? Food? Oh, they're already doing that. What else are they going to regulate? You know, that was a joke back then when they're saying, what are they going to regulate now, air? Well, they're actually doing that now. Yeah. You know, that's just funny. So what do you think about that, Winston? Well, I mean, air is bad for you? I mean, what?
Put me in jail for doing this?
Well, I don't know if they're going to put you in jail, but it's just, you know, I hope not. No, of course. They just, you know, they saying that it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's under a Supreme Court ruling. It has concluded greenhouse gases and endangering people's health and must be regulated. That's what they're saying. You know, so-called the endangerment finding is needed before the EPA can regulate carbon dioxide and five other greenhouse gases released from power plants. So, the government going to regulate the air now. So, I think it has time to do with, you know, if you have a big factories and all that. I mean, they still do now. I mean, you know, not a big deal of that. But could you imagine, though? Man. Danger! 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 Air is coming. Danger! Do not inhale. So what do you think about that, Don?
Well, I think those are...
What? What now?
Free radicals?
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
Free radicals. Can you hear me or am I echoing?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that, well, we need air just because, what, they're going to outlaw
right.
air? That's not good. You know?
Well,
I mean, yeah,
I
you got to...
they're going to do that.
You have to take a precautionary, you know? You have to take, like, something like OPC3 to help to fight against the free radicals.
Yeah. I don't know why you echo. Yeah, we can hear you. You're just echoing a little bit. I think it. I don't know if you.
How about now?
Am I
echoing now?
Yeah, to my end.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
How about now? Am I echoing now?
No. It went away. So. Okay. Thanks for fixing that. It's kind of annoying. Echoing. Echo. So EPA is regulating that now. The government. The government. Play that again now. How do you play it? You got that from YouTube, right? You said that, Winston?
Yeah, I could.
The government. Are you looking up to me? Who's winning? Who's winning in that?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, hold a minute. I'm kind of editing my website right now, so let me just try to do this right quick. Okay,
NFL.com.
That would probably be the best site to go to.
So, yeah, do that.
How about the Florida game in Alabama? How about that game? You can watch that game.
Ooh, Alabama, though, with the Crimson Tide, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. You like that. That's right.
NFL.com. Now,
mm-hmm.
There we go.
That's right. Hey, yeah, you know, we all, I mean, do you know everyone's doing ice sculptures and all that snow sculpture thing? You know, I want to talk about this thing, and actually, this is, I don't know, in Texas, you know, they actually, the homeowner decided to do a little Santa, you know, what do you call that, snow pig. Thingy, with the hat and beard and a good physique. Actually, it looks like a resemblance to a Michelangelo. You know, Michelangelo's famous sculptor David statue. Mm-hmm. And then when the kids started asking why Santa was naked, parents started complaining. And so the guy got him some shorts. That's dumb. Yeah, so if you see a picture of it, it's similar to the statue of David, you know, Michelangelo's David, and it has a shorts on, because there are people complaining, because apparently there's a lot of kids asking why, you know, why is the statue naked?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's weird. Did you find out yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I did. Yes,
what?
The Packers are on top 17-0, the third quarter, 6 minutes and 37 seconds to go.
That is awesome. I'm going to catch this after the show. We got about like maybe 12 minutes to the show, and then I'm going to catch the play. I'm going to catch the game of the Packers and the Ravens, getting the Packers whooping Ravens. So, hey, you hear about this tennis? Apparently, a Tennessee man says the cows licked $100 in damage to the house. I don't know how that happened. And the homeowner's insurance apparently doesn't cover the acts of cow. So, a dude actually complained that the neighbor's cow had been licking his house. And in the process, the guy says he did about $100 damage by ripping off a screen window and cracking the glass and pulling down the gutter.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
And it's only a couple feet from the fence is a couple feet from the pasture, the cow's pasture. But they managed to poke their heads through and lick the house. So, you know, they have their long tongue. You know, they got a little weird tongue. I don't know if you've ever seen them, you know, stick their tongue out. I mean, $100 to damaging the house. What do you think about this, Don? Do you think the court should grant this guy $100 fixing his house?
His deductible is probably more than $100, I would think.
Well, yeah, it's a homeowner's insurance. I mean, the homeowner's insurance won't cover it. So he's suing the guy, the owner of the cow for $100. I mean,
yeah, the owner should pay for it.
They should. What do you think about this, Winston? We should pay for it. Or they should maybe slaughter the cow and eat the meat.
Pay for it.
Pay for it. That's right. I will stamp that. Pay for it. I was going to say something about Tiger Woods. What's new with Tiger Woods? Anything new with Tiger Woods, Winston?
Adultery.
What?
Adultery.
Adultery. I heard that he changed his name. I get that. I already told you that joke, did I? Oh, my goodness. man. Have you seen Steven Seagal lately? Man, he did get real again. He got fatter. I mean, come on. Steven Seagal, you know, that dude that does the karate and all that. Have you seen him lately? He blew up, man. He blew up. He was on Hannity one time. Have you seen him?
Literally.
He was in Hannity.
Huh.
Hannity, yeah. He's like got a big face. You know, I mean, he's still a big guy, you know, I mean. He went to Thailand, I guess. But he has his own show now. You know? He has a show that's like a reality show or something like that, and it's just like a sheriff or something like that. I think you'll see him on Court TV, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. It's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's fun to watch. We have about like maybe 10 minutes into the show, and we have Winston's on the other end and Dawn on the other end. If you guys want to, if you guys want to call in 347-884-8125, if you have something to say, otherwise, forever hold your peace. I'm sorry, my friend, but forever hold your peace. Piece of pie. So the cow licked the house, and the guy wants $100 for licking it. I would just go ahead and pay it. 10 reasons why reality should be held accountable for this. There was a lot of reality. It's been a while now. The reality TV. You know, remember that thing back in like an MTV and all that. You know, they did a lot of reality shows, TV shows. And a lot of them nowadays, a lot of people want it, you know, they're doing the worst thing they could possibly can to just get the reality TV show. Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, you know, the Balloon Boy, who else? A lot of them, you know. And if you're one of those, and you just, you know, they want to seek a shortcut to fame and fortune, and they find a way to crash, you know, they're like this couple crashing the state dinner at the White House. Probably, you know, they want a TV show of some sort. You know, like the Balloon Boy pretended the child's life was in peril and just ran away or the helium balloon took him off. And, you know, the whole nation was on, like, oh, my gosh, the little boy's in a balloon. Go get him. Oh, yo. Come to find out, it's all a hoax. And they just want to get a shortcut to fame, you know.
Yeah.
And here's the reason 10. I'm going to give you 10 reasons why the reality TV should be held accountable, okay? Number one, it reduces human emotions to ratings, you know. All this drama and all this scenario, you can name it, whether it be Paris Hilton, Kardashian, Balloon Boy, anyone, and it reduces human emotion to ratings. And it appeals, number two, it appeals to our lowest instincts. It sets up a dangerous reward system, you know, because of number three, that it sets up a dangerous reward system. Because, come to think of it, all the things, all this celebrities nowadays, and, you know, things that do that did bad in the front of, like, in the public and the media catches it, somehow they are being catapulted to fame, you know, to like something that they did, they should have been ashamed of what they did themselves for themselves, or, you know, and somehow they have this a jump into fame and fortune, you know. It promotes, and actually number five, it promotes notoriety without responsibility. See, you know, they're not. Balloon Boy, it's the worst. What kind of parents do you think that would jeopardize the kids' future to get into the fame or collect some money? I mean, like I said before, that little boy is actually You know, he's going to be scarred for life. He's going to be the balloon boy forever. You know Winston?
Yeah.
He's going to be the balloon boy forever. That's right. And number six, it gives place to those who seek unmerited honor. You know, that it kind of, it gives people, what was I? Yeah, that. I lost it. I don't know. I got like 3 minutes. I got to go here. And also, I'm going to go through with this. Number seven, it contributes to the delinquency of our national conscience. Number nine, it glamorizes dysfunctions. And also, number 10, it pads the pockets of those who place monetary gain over values. That's right. So that's how the reality is. And I'm going to have to mute Dawn because apparently it's getting louder and louder. All right. So, and okay. All right. We got about 3 minutes here into the Fernando Pernani show. So, Winston, tell me more about your show. You're going to have a show tomorrow?
Yes, we are. 9 p.m. Central, 7 Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. BlogTimeRadio.com. No, BlogTimeRadio.com/TalkTime.
Talk Time Radio. That's right. Do you have any guests? Oh, did you ever, what do you call that? What was the senator's name? Or not? Was it a senator or a congressman?
Haywood.
On your show.
Senator.
Senator, okay. Haywood?
Mark Reed. They featured my show, by the way.
Really? When is this again? Tomorrow?
They featured my show.
Really?
Yes, they had it up on there, and it had featured up under it, and also it had over on the side over there, today's picks, today's best over there.
Is it for tomorrow?
Huh?
Is it for tomorrow?
No, that was last week.
Oh, that was last week. Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. Did you submit it? They just featured it like that. They didn't, like, submit it. You didn't submit the, to be featured or anything like that?
Just tell them, submit it.
Who did?
You have to submit it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to submit it, right? You have to be featured. So you did.
Yeah.
You did submit it. Okay. All right. I was gonna say, because I remember like having a feature for a couple of times, but ever since they have that premium, I kind of I've tried it five times already. They've never gotten me featured yet. But hopefully, this Wednesday we're gonna have coming up in Fernando Poniente's show starting on 9 p.m. Well, I'm sorry, 10 p.m. on Wednesday. The owner of ChickGab.com is going to be here, and also Friday is I'm going to have the Diamond Experts here on Friday, starting at 10:15. He's going to be here, so tune in here at the Fernando Poniente Show. I'm going to give you the last word here, Don. What you got?
Anything
yeah.
You need?
Mm-hmm.
Visit shopinsuperhighway.com.
Right.
And if you like to get paid for shopping, sign up as a preferred customer and log in every time. Even if you're even if you're just going to be looking around, browsing, clicking around,
okay.
You can get paid for that too. Depends on the stores, but still, go ahead
right.
Check it out. Superhighway.com.
Okay. ShoppingSuperHighway.com. Hey, Winston, we got about 10 seconds. What do you got?
Just come check out my show tomorrow. Go to TalkTimeRadio.com. TalkTimeRadio.webs.com. And also, I got a promo for my show for you, Fernando.
Really?
Yes.
What? All right. I'm going to hang up, Don. They're talking about potties and stuff like that. Hey, we got about 5 seconds. Hey, Winston's check me out on Facebook. All right. This is Fernando on Fernando Poniente Show. Say adios. Vamos con Dios. Ciao.